the Yudamim shall turn to Gershon.
Because the Rama holds that in every generation, they are taught and have their right to Darshan new Drushans. So yesterday there were 613 mitzvahs. Today a rabbi is going to Darshan another mitzvah from the Nidash. So now he has to throw out one of the previously established 613 mitzvahs. He can only have 613. He says no. So the Rama Rishitasa has to say like that. The Goyim said he can never invent a new din based on Yudkim and Lidus, but the Rama disagrees with him. So he says, let's see, if the Bahag would be right, that he count all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Lam Lamono, quote Habal, Baal Ha'aim, the stepfather. My mother remarried, and her second husband, so it's a din of quote Baal Ha'aim, the Eishes So'av, my father remarried, so it's my stepmother. So why don't they count the Bahag, count the mitzvah if they ask him? So there is you also learn that from a person. You have to be respectful of your older brother. The Rambam assumes that that's a din deraisa. It's interesting. It's a drasha gemura deraisa. Remember, Rabbi Weiss used to teach Yeriday in YU for many, many years. He just passed away 2 years ago. So I remember once he was sitting Shiva, his older sister died. So remember, we went to be Menachem. I think he said his older sister. So we went to be Menachem. So he said he always wondered. The Gemara learns that Kaved Es Avicha Es Yinecha Es the Rabbah's the step parent, and Es the Rabbah's Achicha Hagadol. So he said, what's the din Achoyscha Hagadol? What if it's your older sister? But also, is it only Achicha Hagadol? I don't know. So the Rambam is assuming that it's a din deraisa. The stepfather and the stepmother should be learned out from the same person, the step parent. The Rama can't keep it out the end of this one. Covered for parents. So a covenant for step-parents, whether step-father, step-mother, is also one.
It's S.A.B. and S.A.B. and then with S.A.B. So it's two drushes on one S, one on the other, and no mention of Rachos. Once his name for him was written to on one of them, it should be the one that has the extra love, with S. Also.
I don't know. So the Rambam Tanis, if you're including dinim that are derived from the Yud Gimel Midrash, are turned in Reshes, man, so you should have included this din of Kavod Achicha Agadol and Kavod of the step parent. Right? He gave them Asichlus, the stupidity, calls the Bahag stupid. The stupidity of the Bahag, El Yosef Kashem is there. It led him to something that's more stupid. That's what the Rambam was so upset. Rambam a lot of times agrees with the Rambam, but he defends the Bahag. How can the Rambam wipe the floors with the Bahag? He's from the Tchufas HaGoyim. But I give them a sichlus, what's worse? Shein kishemotsu drash b'parsi yizchai men adash ulas es pulo min apulos el harchi kini min hanyanim. He darshan a word on a pasuk either to tell you a mitzvah, to tell you an avera, then kula b'losofik d'rabbanan. It's only with Rabbanan. The Bahag is so foolish. Even though it's in the Chalal HaMitzvahs, they'll include it as in the Taryag Mitzvah. The Chazal make an asmachta on the pasuk, and it's absolutely obvious that that's not what the pasuk means. It was only intended as an asmachta. The Bahag is not included in the minyan mitzvahs, and the Chazal pshuta. That's what the Ramban argues. The Rambam is wrong. The Gemara never said ein b'mikra ela pshuta. The Gemara said ein b'mikra yotzi midei pshuta. Pshuta shal mikra is also true, but the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh are certainly true. Mara said there was one of the Amoraim who learned in the yeshiva for 19 years or something like that, a Gemara in Shabbos somewhere. He learned in the yeshiva so many years. And one fine day the Rebbe said the din, and Thomas said, how did you derive that din? He said, that's a pasuk. So the Talmud never heard of that. He thought only the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh are binding. The Pshut Rishon Mikra is not binding. Till the Rebbe told me after so many years, no, Pshut Rishon Mikra is also binding. And in the Yetzimile Pshuta. Pshuta is also binding, but the drushes are certainly binding. And the Rambam quoted that expression of the Gemara, and in the Mikra it's Pshuta. So Shabbos Daf Samagimel, it says. The Rambam quoted that line as if it were written that Pshut Rishon Mikra is the only pshat, that the drushes are not true. That's not what I meant in the Gemara. Yosef Talmud Shor B'chamok V'yom Gufa D'Kro B'Michael Medaber. The Gemara often has drusha. Then the Gemara said, well, what's Pashat Pshat in Pasuk? Why'd they ask that? Kishematzu Pasuk Yilum U'Demen Advarim Rabim Atzad Abir V'Haraya. What does he say? Kishematzu Pasuk Yilmudim Imenu Dvarim Rabim. You learn that from one Pasuk in many dinim. Atzad Abir V'Haraya Minis Machim L'Makshav Ezu. The words are. It's not a good translation. Esmach Makshav Ezum Manu Bichlal Mitzvah Sesei Dika Cholim Nicham Aben and Kuros Hamesim. Why they counted this as three mitzvahs? Dika Cholim Nicham Aben and Kuros Hamesim. Why they counted as three? Babur Hadrash Haniskar. The famous Russia on the person. Amori Salad, the Roshlam said, Nazomish, where Dakim Lahena Sadek Yukhabo, Samaisa Shea Sudeim, Amoram, Name Omram Bo, and the Gemara has a Drosh and Bob and see a Daflam, and Sadek is a Yiddish Kassan, and Yakhabo is a Bitter Family. And Bo is a Kuris Mason, Samaisa Ego Adinim, and Shea Sadek Nimishur said, Foshvu, and the Bahad made this a mistake. He called Pile upon me, Hapulas, Aderch Yachaba, Maisa Sheyas, and he thought every step of the way is another mitzvah Bifne Atzma. And he says it's wrong, but Yodu, the Baal made a mistake, he didn't realize, Kiapulas Oelu Kulam, Adam Abraham, they're all included in Bilas Chasadim as one general mitzvah, they're not separate mitzvahs. He wrote Nechnasu Tachas Mitzvah Achas, Chlala Mitzvah Tzuz Bakar Bibirah Morisah, after Rach Kamoicha. You have to take care of other people's needs, as if it would have been your own needs. So that's to do to others as you would want the others to do to you. You would want them to take care of your needs, to be mevakechayim and rachamavim, and so on. You should do it to others. So it's one big mitzvah. You shouldn't have counted it as mitzvah. Separate mitzvahs. Mizeh aderech biatzma manu, and the Bahag made another mistake. Similarly, mizeh aderech, the same silly mistake the Bahag made, he counts chishiv kufis mitzvah ba'avur hadrash and emabah, ki'ichach maschim yivinachsel meineho amin. So Gemara Shabbos has a comment. He says, Shabbos da fayne, ezi chach mabini shihili eneho amin. That goes on the Torah. So the Torah that we learned that shows the Umas Olam, that's Chochmas Minasim, any Amim. They don't even know what we're doing by Mulani Torah. Mor says, no, that's Chishab Kufis and Mazolus. That's a mitzvah. You should calculate the Kufis. And when you go show the nations of the world, when is going to be the equinox, and when is going to be the longest day, when is going to be the shortest day. So that, they respect us for that. So the Gemara has a drush on the pasuk. He said the Baha counted as a mitzvah. So he said, "Yeah, that was an asmachta. They never meant that. That's a real thing." Be the mana mashu who yosem uvon mizel liyachsha mashu yosem roy the menoso who called up a number of midah shloshes mitzvahs after the reshes mem. Yeah, or yoyel minyan mitzvahs lalof. If the Baha is right, that every time the Gemara has a drush of and yud gimel midahs. Counted as another mitzvah, you're going to have thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. Every time they make a drasha on a word and a pasuk. So that's ridiculous. He doesn't agree, they're both wrong. You don't count the rabbanans, you don't count the dinim that are learned that from the drashas. You'll have alofim rab, many thousands of mitzvahs. Ulai tachshav, shani bareach, I'm running away milimnosam. I'm avoiding counting these mitzvahs, liosam dilti amitios. Maybe I think that they're not authentic. The Yosef Din HaYosef B'Mirahi Emes Abilti Emes. The Yosef Din HaYosef B'Mirahi Emes Abilti Emes. Ain't Zu Asibu. I don't know what that line means. It's such a poor translation. I don't know what the line means. But the Din is Emes, not Emes. So that's not... The reason why I'm not including it is because I, not because I hold that the din is not true. The din is true. Aval Hasiba, the real correct reason why I don't hold that the dinim derived from the Yud Gimel Midas should be counted in the minyan on this. Hasiba, kol ma sheyotzi odam, hey, whatever you read in between the lines by darshaning with the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpam, these are details in the mitzvah. Hey, man ofim in Asharashim, shenem alal Moshe b'sin a bit beir, v'hem tarjag mitzvah, filu hoi ha-moitzi Moshe b'yatzmo, hey, roi the menois. But even if Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who darshaned it, no, my boy, if it's in the later generation, the Tanoim darshan din, for sure you don't include it in the minyan of mitzvahs, because 613 mitzvahs, never done Moshe Messina. But even if Moshe Rabbeinu derived it, it still is Yud Gimel Midas, it doesn't belong in the minyan of mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Tayag Mitzvah, never done Moshe Messina. The Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, 613 mitzvahs. Baruch Shalom didn't tell him all the drushes. Baruch Shalom told him what the Midas are, and the drushes are. What the meters are, and then Moshe Rabbeinu could darshan on his own. So he's tining that the dinim derived through the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nisman were never told to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it doesn't belong. Because we never told to Moshe Rabbeinu. I thought it was a different reason why. Because in every generation, the Rambam Shittas holds you can darshan psukim. So you're going to have more than 613. When you start, you have 613. Before you darshan anything. What does he say? It doesn't belong in the minyan taryag. Amorim be Gemara Tmura, where the Gemara says, Elim Hashvam Yeres Kalam HaChamun, Exer Shabbos, Vedikta Kuserv, Ishtakcha Be'evel Shal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot thousands and thousands of drushes of the Torah Shabbal Peh, Be'evel Shal Moshe. Afa Pichain, despite the fact that they forgot them, Echzir Nasnir Ben Knaz Be'pil Pula. He reconstructed all the dinim that they forgot. Be'evel Shal Moshe Shenema, as it says, Kolev. What does it say? Shenema Vayamikalev. Vayamikalev. What do Kalev say? Ashayakas Kiryasefer Lechado. I'll let him marry my daughter. So that's what Kalev Ben Yehuda said. Vayilkado Osniel Ben Kanaz. So I think he married his daughter. Shehoyu Min Shehoyu Kach Anishkochais. What? Again, what is he saying? If the Kalvachaymer is that he forgot, then we're forgotten the day Elvish HaMoshe, we're Elif and Shram, 1700. If you show you again, show you kach and ishkoches. If 1700 dinim were forgotten, kamoya klal shendish lamenu zeh hamisper. How big was the sum total that 1700 were forgotten from it? Must have been much bigger. So how can you say? So it's more than 613. If 1700 were forgotten, so there must be at least 1700 that they did remember. 1700 is more than 613. You see, you don't count everything, every single detail as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The details are not counted in separate mitzvahs. Again, if shehayu kach hanishkachais, if what was forgotten was 1700, imagine how much was not forgotten. What that means?
I think he's saying that it wouldn't be right to say that everything that was known was forgotten.
Right. Shenomar. I'm not sure what their sentence was, whatever. In this world, I feel that my Moshe never did two cases. The days of Moshe Rabbeinu had the Kedusha, it was forgotten. So many were forgotten when he passed away. Kikol Moshe L'Sham B'Sinim B'Deir Harim B'Dim Reisa. Derisav means Dinim, sometimes it means even Dinim Dereisa. But it wasn't told to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chacham derived it by reading in between the lines, over the generation, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here he cries back in Targum Mitzvah, Shneva Lemosha Mitzvah, Layim the Behem Kol Mashi Yilamit. You don't include Yud Gimel Midas. I feel the Bismana, all of Asholem, even during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't include Dinam that it established. The Moshe Rabbeinu worked out, established on the Yud Gimel Midas. Certainly don't include Dinam Deraisa that were developed over the years. After the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Achaz Hazman, Avlumnam Yimane, what should belong in the Minyan Amitzus? Moshe Oya, Pirish Mekubal, Amenu, Pirish Mekubal from the Torah Shabbat. Ushi Yivarenu, Ushi Yivaroi, Amatikim. If the Bali Masur of every generation transmitted to the next generation, Yomru, Shazad Dover, Asal Asas, Visur, Der Isa, if the tradition would have it, Yadavas also said their eyes, Yom Shu Guf Taira, in a Ninda Osa, Kihu, Noida Vikapolo. What you do count if something appears in the Kubo, me Manushi, Barahamatik, Yamshad, Dabas, and Assassin, the Rice, Yamshad, Kuf Tarim. If the Gemara has such an expression, then it is included. The Minyan Amitzvah. In and Nimda also, it is included in Minyan Amitzvah. You know the Kabbalah, but you have a tradition. But if it's based on a Hekish, then you don't include it. The Umnam Zichra in a Hekish. Zichra in a Hekish, what you said. If you have a tradition on the Pirish HaMikubal, then you do include it in the Minyan HaMitzvah. But it's a Midrash after an Ibreshes Ben that we developed on our own, then it's not included in the Minyan HaMitzvah. Okay? Omnam Zichron HaHekish Bo. Omnam. Yeah, not sure what he said. So you only include in you only include in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So then if the Gemara said that is their rice, but even though it is their rice, the Gemara doesn't say that it's Yud Gimel Midas. That's the best that he don't become zoom the zichron hekish bo. Maybe right about that. Okay. Not sure. The Ramban has a whole attack here against the Rambam. The Rambam is treating the Dinim that are established based on the Yud Gimel Midas as if they're only the Ramban. So he says that they're Isa, they're not the Ramban. The Pashas, the Rambam didn't mean to say that it's the Ramban. He said if it's developed by the Chachamim, then it doesn't belong to the Yud Gimel Midas. They had a tradition. Moshe Mishinai, the Pirush on the Kupa, that this is included in the Pashas. And he said you would count it as a Mitzvah. Well, we'll count it as a Mitzvah. I have a lot to say. This is Sharish HaShlishi. Okay, Sharish HaShlishi. You only include mitzvahs that are noig l'dairus. In Russia, you don't include that. Ki amara makas af chav gimel. Tagak mitzvahs namar lo noshe b'sina moira. Ala yozeh ha-mispah hu mispah ha-mitzvahs hanav this l'dairus. 613 mitzvahs are noig l'dairus. mitzvah shen nagas l'daris and kesher lehem b'sina. Sinai, what's unique about Har Sinai was the mitzvahs that are noig l'daris. The Nevi'im before and after Moshe Rabbeinu also gave nevuas noig l'ashah. That's not Sinai. Sinai has the connotation of dinah that are noig l'daris. Omnam kivna b'amorim b'sina b'fi she'ikar atar ha'shenitna oya b'sina b'amor yisala alei alai ho'or b'eishan ez mochas luchus ha'vi v'bir amro v'ferish amro. My kruacha. Where's the pasuk that there is 613 mitzvahs? Darutzi v'lav Moshe, my Rasha Ratzalayma, nispat Torah hu tar yud aleph. How many mitzvahs did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us, and how many mitzvahs did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us? Moshe Rabbeinu told us 611. Torah tzivul on Moshe and my Rasha. Torah is gematria 611. And the extra two, Anachma Liyuch HaMikyak Orishmai. Let's see. How does he know that you only include Tayag mitzvahs? This is an annoying but there is. Let's see. Yitzhak is our simon. Third simon on the motion. Yitzhak is our simon. Shadavish and simon on the motion. Vaish by no, give me men. What did Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611 mitzvahs? From a Russia, kill the second mitzvah, and then he's never sent a lot of my Russia. The Russia means that it's a heritage for the future generation. So you see from that passage, Tarot Sivu Lana Moshe, my Russia, that you only include in the Ninyan Taryag things that are my Russia, that are going to last for all the generations. Umyam, Shumnam Yikori Yerusha, Mashi Yasmin, the Doris, Emea Shamayim, Avaharetz. My Russia means it's going to be transmitted from generation to generation for a long, long time. So that's his mocker that you only include mitzvahs that are like the Doris. Let's see. Umamoram gamke kol eva v'eva kinuli itzav ha'od masir samitzvah kol yom ha'yom. There were ramach evarim in the body, 365 days in a solar year. So it's if they're telling us every organ in the body encourages us to observe the mitzvah, and every day of the year encourages us to observe the shin samachay lav. Again, the Mamoram Gamke. He called Eva Yeh, but he knew he said it. Every organ of the body is encouraging us to fulfill the mitzvah. And every day, we call all Yom Mayom. He knew he has a Rishami Averu. So the fact that the Chazal say that in the Medrash, that's a Rayal Hayos Zahamispa Layachsal Yom, that there'll always be 613. Because the year always has 365 days, the solar calendar, and the body, male body, always has 348 Evar. If you're going to include also mitzvahs that are not noig v'dayros, v'yilohay mechalal aniy, mishan nev nurse, yechsa zaklal. So some years you won't have 613 mitzvahs because you'll be missing a few because they're not noig v'dayros. So the Gemara would be untrue. Yeah. The mitzvah is only noy for one generation or two. And you're not going to have six tefillin. Why am I not that shalom? I'll be restricted in a few years. But the Chazal seem to say, this is a good avoid. Every organ in the body has a mitzvah connect. Every day of the year has a mitzvah connect. For a togam kenzu laseinu, our competition, he considers the Baha'i his competition. He says, my competition is the Baha'i. He made a major mistake. Tor gam kenzu laseinu. Our competition made a mistake. It's like Vator Gam Ken Zilah said that the Bahad made another mistake in the Shurish of Zed. One of Babur Shehase said, oh, what one did they make a mistake? What's the mistake in the one of Babur Shehase said, no, I have told you. The Yogal Liris Kedala Mana. What it, the Bahad does include the Yogal Liris Kedala Sakhadish. The Rama holds that that's only by Rosh. But also by Yabadoi, that the Levi are not allowed to have a job in 60 or 50, whatever. You've got the name of Gamke, and the name of Rabbis, and the Rabbis, and the Rabbis. This is good for all the generations. So why did you say they can't allow you to use the numbers of that generation? That's why I'm sure. The Yabadai, is also a Rosh. Oh, I know, say, hey, look, Gam Kane, they don't know his name, he's my neighbor, he's by Rosh. So they asked on the Rama. I ask on the Rambam that the Gemara tells a story in Reuben. So if one of the tiles on the floor, the Baishet, the tile on the floor was a little problem, so he picked it up, and he went onto the ground, and he saw the Baishet, and he died. So the person, anyone who knows Kabbalah, Sakharish, and Mace, is here to fight even the Baishet. It's not a high Rosh. They ask on the Rambam. Okay.